ladies and gentlemen, for the 833rd time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Jew, aka his Jewness.
What up, bitches?
As well as the Black Hand of Mike, aka J. Rod Statham.
Yeah.
Me, myself, aka Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today? Before we get started, gotta give a special shout out, y'all motherfuckers, to this man right here, Mr. J-U-U-N-I-T. Happy motherfucking birthday, Braham.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, happy birthday, unit.
What is you now? What, 42? Yeah, I think so, right?
41.
41?
83.
Okay.
Born in 83.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday to you, man.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now,
I tried to do a little fishing this morning. It ain't work out. Wind kind of won.
Well, yeah. The fucking windy as shit, this motherfucker, man. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
There ain't no way out that bitch to 40 mile an hour winds out there, man. Day. But I guess we can go ahead and get into it, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, we went to Weedem
Hot Garbage.
Fucking comedy joint. This is our review of this shit right here. For me personally, this comes from me now, ladies and gentlemen. This has nothing to do with Mason or the unit. This is J-Rod Statham's fucking opinion here. One, the tickets were too much for what we saw. Two, the seats were uncomfortable as shit. You need some upgrade your stadium, fucking Eagle Bank.
That's George Mason's fault.
Yeah, that's Eagle Bank shit right there. So that had nothing to do with the show, but I'm just saying, make something compatible for some big motherfuckers, man, because big motherfuckers like going to laugh too.
Well, you
little
need
motherfuckers. I had to get up.
Nah, they need one less seat at least per row.
Yeah, and that would seat, everything would be alright after
give
that.
Give
me
a little more bump space. That shit's horrific. Like, if you ain't like 20-year-old skinny ass little kids.
Yeah, they ain't working for you.
Yeah, you uncomfortable. I said I had to get up. When I left, I had to go up and stand up. My sciatic was fucking done, man. My leg was like both legs was numb. Left leg was on fire all the way down to my toes.
Sore as shit the fucking next morning, man.
So I got up. We was watching it right there by the little. In between them through the by the curtain shit, but I was like, fuck it, I'll go back up there when Mike Epps comes on. I said, But
see, Mike Epps didn't come out. That was the thing. I seen him on everybody else's shit, but I ain't seen him on our shit. And then speaking of the motherfucking lineup, T.I. shouldn't even been in this motherfucker. That motherfucker, man, look.
T.I., you suck.
All y'all motherfuckers on this goddamn tour need to let that motherfucker know that he just trash. Like, look, man. Go out there and do a couple hole-in-the-wall clubs to see if you funny first before you get onto like a tour. Because, man, you
waste. Is he really touring with them or he just
he's touring with them on this shit. He's part of this fucking show. It's
all name recognition bullshit.
With him,
Like, the whole thing, part of it that pissed me off was, I don't remember what the joke was, but they all had the same joke. At least at one point or another, everybody was making the same joke, just slightly varied. I'm like, do y'all even watch each other's sets? Like, y'all are all making the same jokes.
I know what you're talking about because they did say the same shit.
They'd be saying the same jokes. They're talking about the same stupid shit. Like, is that all? Like, I mean, it was an incredibly immature concept. Conceptually, everything they were talking about was fucking retarded, stupid, like immature as fuck. I didn't see anybody on some intellectual shit except maybe Lil Duval.
Lil Duval came out that motherfucker and
like,
ripped it.
With no Mike Epps, he's the only reason I was there.
Yeah.
Like, and all my friends, I wanted to see my friends. Go see my folks.
Now, when T.I. came out there, here's the thing. T.I. came out there, it's a completely packed fucking stadium by the time he got out there. And that bitch was quiet. You out there, and then on top of that, y'all gave that motherfucker too much time. There's no way he should have been out there that fucking long, rambling that fucking long, can't hear his non-rambling ass, you know.
Yeah, everybody else had about 15 minutes. He had about 34, it seemed like.
No, I think that he probably had 25. But
it felt like it took forever. It took forever for that motherfucker to get off. Like, motherfuckers came in there high, was getting high while they was in there, and fucking, you blew everybody's shit to y'all. Like, yo, man, stick to fucking trap rapping. I don't give a fuck. When you started off, it was like, man, I'm too old to be out here singing your shit, and you started it, and then the crowd finished that fucking verse. That's what the fuck you should have did. Just go out there.
That's what we all wanted to hear.
You know, you out there talking and talking and talking about some shit that nobody even paid. Motherfuckers forgot what you was talking about. Didn't even pay attention to it.
Before we went, I knew.
I knew that too.
That T.I. was going to be bad. I heard he was bad.
He was going to be that fucking bad for that fucking long.
I had a distinct feeling he was going to be very bad, but I didn't know they were going to let him go as long as they did.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shit, they should have wrapped him up something, played the fucking Oscar music. Like, yo, you got
to
get off.
They need to come out with that hook and grab him by the neck and drag him off stage.
Yeah, get him both out of there.
Like, well, you and me and the dude behind us was booing at the same time.
Yeah, and the fucking dude in the corner, the dude's downstairs, that motherfuckers was booing.
A bunch of people booing.
Wasn't enough motherfucker booing. Like, yeah, dog, that shit sucked. Now, Mojo, I was cool with Mojo being up there. That was a dude that was talking about eating pussy sniper style. That shit had me fucking rolling. Because I knew exactly where he was going with that one. Fucking Chico being the host. Chico did a good job being the host because he knew when the crowd fell flat, he brought them back to life. You know what I mean? When fucking shit started. Carlos Miller slacked a little bit. DC came out funny, but then he had to put his message in there, which took too long, and that took the crowd down.
I don't know. Like, DC Young Fly came out, and the girl next to me got up to get another drink, and I was like, you know what? Because he had been out there for like 30
seconds.
That's
when you disappeared.
Yeah, he'd been out there for like 30 seconds, and I was like, this motherfucker's annoying as shit, just like I knew he would be. So I'm going to go get some food. So I went out there downstairs and found a spot that had food.
Yeah.
So I ordered myself a sandwich. I got a, you know, chicken sandwich and some fries and a soda for like way too much money. But
$85.
$24.
Yeah.
You know, Bidenomics. So I'm out there eating my Biden burger. And so what happened is I can hear some of what DC Young Fly is up to.
Yeah.
I can't understand it. It was not intelligible, but it sounded like there was a schizophrenic person on stage that was jumping in between personalities and talking like...
He was telling the story, like, about this crackhead that was, like, giving him a message that he didn't understand until he got older.
Well... But
I also understand that DC going through some shit right now, because... when this tour started, I think somebody took his bag that had like his deceased wife's, like, some of her personal shit that he carries with him all the time.
Now look, that's sad,
you know,
but I don't give a fuck. You're a comedian. This is a comedian show. This is, if you can't do it, do like Mike Epps and don't come. Like,
yeah, I don't know what happened to Mike Epps, because D-Ray, I felt bad for D-Ray because everybody was leaving. Like, motherfuckers was like, all right, after DC left.
After DC, half the people left.
Yeah, it was heading out.
Well, they must have had the memo Mike Epps wasn't performing.
Yeah, but everybody knew, except for us.
Yeah.
But D-Ray come out and fucking, D-Ray probably could have done a better set if he had more time. If y'all didn't let T.I. tank the whole fucking thing. Like,
he was the main headliner, or he was technically the main headliner.
D-Ray. Oh yeah, D-Ray was the closer.
Technically the main headliner, since fucking Mike Epps bitch ass ain't come in.
Well, here's the thing. So they should have made Duval.
He had less time.
Lil Duval absolutely should have been the main.
Duval would have killed it, because, man,
they should have done
after
that.
Him, it wasn't no sense bringing nobody else after Duval. Duval shut that shit down.
He was the only one that I enjoyed from start to finish. Yeah. Everybody else, I got a chuckle at once or twice, but that was it. Like Lisa said on the way up there, you're very difficult to impress. Yes, I am. And I was not impressed. Lil Duval absolutely if that was a free comedy show, the only motherfucker I was impressed by was still Lil Duval. I would
I'd have gave him 50.
I would not have given him. If you could show me the show beforehand, I'd have been like, look, Drew, I need $5.
If you show me the show beforehand, we'd been going to the bar.
I'm giving $5.
Because I had my best time people watching.
BMN Entertainment, whoever you are.
And Lisa.
When I went outside and Biggie was laying on the fucking tree, because he was gone. Like,
was he wasted?
Okay, so here's the thing. Biggie has the worst luck under the sun, because I was sitting there and I seen this big ass motherfucker bigger than me coming up with a whole tray of fucking food, like, stacked. I'm like, you big motherfucker.
Was this Biggie?
No.
This is some other big motherfucker.
This is a dude right that ended up sitting right behind him.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, yo,
I see where this is going.
So I'm sitting there, and I see this big motherfucker coming up the stairs with this tray of fucking food. Like, yo, you going to a comedy show, and you done spent basically what you paid on the fucking ticket in fucking food right now. Like, bro, who the fuck come here and eat like you eating, you big son of a bitch? I can say that because a big motherfucker can talk about a big motherfucker. This was a big motherfucker, right? He come up the stairs and I'm like, yo, I know this motherfucker's not about to go to, excuse me. Because he was going to the people behind him. Like, oh, shit, he is. So I leaned forward, and I pushed Sarah forward. Because I'm like, this big son of a bitch going to drop something. At some point, something's going to drop. You know what I mean? I look over, and I see them sit down right behind Biggie. I'm like, oh, no, he's right on top of Biggie's head. Like, Biggie's head is right here, this man's shit. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my nigga, like, man, I felt so bad for him right there.
Like, Biggie's head is so high up in the air that when the thing falls, it's going to hit him directly.
Biggie said he was resting the box on Biggie's head.
Yeah. But see, I'm like,
shut up, dude.
I knew this shit was.
He said he leaned forward and that shit would fall off, go down his fucking back and shit.
Yeah.
He should have stood up.
That's what Biggie
said. Fuck is wrong with him? I'd have stood up.
Biggie's too big to get emotional like that because you're scared of his size.
I was like, man, Biggie got some of the worst luck at it. Because I see the big dude, and I was like, man, I know where he's got to go set at. He that big motherfucker that's like, oh, excuse me, trying to eat and shit. You fat motherfucker, eat before you come to the show so you ain't to do that to people. Be respectful of people's shit, personal space. Like, goddamn, who does that?
You know what I did? Because I was like, maybe I'll have a drink. We'll see. Big went to get beers and there was no IPA, so I didn't have a drink. And I was sitting there, and I was like, you know what? I really am hungry. I want something to eat. I know it's going to be expensive, but I'm going to go get some food. So I went down, I got my food, and I stood there at a table. There was like a table with KYS shit all over it. And baseballs. And I just stood there with my sandwich in my hand, and I just ate my fucking food. There was nobody around. It was actually really rather pleasant. And it was very interesting because I got to do a, like a bit of a, you know, off the main path review of DC Young Fly.
Yeah.
Because that's what was up at the time. And I didn't hear anybody laughing. I heard a couple.
He started off with jokes, and then it went to just him delivering a message after that. And I'm like, fuck, well. But then you bring the crowd down again. It's like, yo, you
I'm saying, you these motherfuckers.
The
look, I am not a professional comedian, but look, if I had taken a couple weeks to plan, I could have gone up there and done better than most of those comedians.
Like when Kid called me today,
they were terrible.
Kid called me and she goes, hey, she said, what'd you think about Friday? I said, Friday was okay. We was all chilling. I was cool with all of us kicking it.
It was nice to see y'all.
I said, the second part, the thing that pissed me off was T.I. pissed me off. I like Mojo because I follow Mojo. I happened to run across him on Instagram. And when he came back, he actually had me laughing. I'm like, okay, this motherfucker, he new to the game. He was actually entertaining. Carlos fell a little flat for me. Like, I was expecting a little bit more out of Carlos Miller.
Let me be clear. Everybody but Lil Duval fell flat for me. Lil Duval I was impressed by, and there's a reason he's been on Rogan's show and none of those other guys have. Because Lil Duval is a real comedian and none of those other guys are.
And
they're all fucking fake-ass comedians.
Chico being the host, Chico did good hosting. I gotta give him credit. Chico did good hosting.
Yeah, he was present.
He was He was present.
Yeah, I'd have probably been outside with me.
He was present.
It would have been something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Chico Bean was present and conscientious of how the show was going.
Yeah.
And was making a concerted effort to try to keep the ball moving in the right direction.
Yeah, yeah.
For that, I'll give him respect and like the concept of being somewhat professional.
Yeah, he had me laughing. Him and D-Ball pretty much always had me laughing.
When he came out after T.I. and immediately had a larger, louder pop of laughter within 12 seconds of coming back on after T.I., he made more noise in that one reaction than T.I. got. If you combined all of T.I.'s noise together, it still wouldn't have been that loud.
Yeah, there's only like two bitches laughing at T.I.
T.I. was terrible.
Fucking jokes.
Terrible. Like, I gave him a bit too. I gave him a while before I started booing.
Yeah.
Like, because after a while, I couldn't keep up with what he was talking about. I couldn't understand. He was a mumbly ass motherfucker.
Yeah, he was like, mumbling like crazy.
You professionally perform rap music and like can't listen to yourself loud and well enough to like know that you can't be heard and you're not intelligent and you're mumbling. Like, do you not watch your sets back, T.I.?
But then he started talking even faster. I'm like, hurry up and just get through the set. Like, end the set. Stop it. Have a malfunction. Like,
that's
let
when
the
we
mic
started
cut
booing.
Off.
Like, I let other people start booing before I started.
It was almost like he's telling a joke and he's like, all right, finally, it's fucking over. Let me tell y'all something.
Yeah, like, that's
God
it. Damn
yeah,
man. Like,
God damn
it. You
say
some bullshit.
He was telling stories he thought were funny.
Yeah.
Because he would laugh. He'd be like, blah, 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 blah.
You feel me?
You feel me?
Besides the two bitches that were down in the corner.
Yeah.
He's telling stories like the dude that rolls up on you on the street corner when you're out there having like, just, you know, you're walking from one bar to the next with your peoples and you're standing there waiting for the like little hand to change from the hand stop to walk into the little walking sign that
like
walks.
Like Shake did us when we was uptown that day.
That motherfucker, hey man, feel me? That was hot. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Ha, 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 ha.
You walk across the street.
Nah, man, I don't know. Have a nice day.
See, I was a little upset with it all. Mainly on Mike Epps, too, not showing up. Because that's the only reason why I...
Maybe. That's the reason I went.
That's the only reason why I wanted to go or even had the idea. And the rest of these motherfuckers were showing up. I'm like, all right, I guess he's got to have somebody.
Little Duval was the only one, other than Mike Epps, that I was even interested
from
in.
From start to
and
finish.
Quite frankly.
He could have done it himself.
Oh, dude.
He could have done the whole damn thing himself and been fucking straight.
Yeah, all right,
And I would actually pay that amount that we paid for him. I would have paid that amount for him if he had.
I'd have paid half of what we paid to see him do an hour.
Like if he took the whole set, if he took that whole time.
Look,
I know you probably could, but if he took the whole time, I'd pay for that whole time that way.
He's the only one that wasn't, like, telling the same jokes as the rest of them. He could have brought one of them and let them have 15 minutes, and then he could have done an hour, and that would have been it. And I'd have been willing to pay half the money that I paid to go to
By the time D-Ray came out, there ain't nobody want to sit in that motherfucker no more, man.
Hell, D-Ray didn't want to be there.
He came. I was like, fuck, man, now I got to do this shit. Like, I'm tired, too. I'm sitting there waiting on T.I. to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Did he say that?
No, I'm just saying that's what he was going through. Shit. I could see it in his eyes from way up there. That's what he was thinking. Huh. Like, goddamn, motherfucker should have shut the fuck up. Which I think T.I. might have had some money into this. Like, I think he put some money on it. Let me get on with y'all.
T.I. is funding this tour.
That's what I'm thinking.
Has to be.
Those motherfuckers got just a little bit of wild and out money,
None of them are caliber comedians enough to be performing in arenas. That's all I know. I watch a lot of comedy these days, and, you know,
they're all garbage. They got to have a lot of
except
followers
for Duval.
Of them 85 South.
85 boys. South definitely.
They got a lot of followers, man. I'm not saying they're funny as fuck, but they got a lot of fucking followers.
There's a big difference, and that's what you witness in. Followers, motherfuckers with followers are not necessarily funny.
Comedy joke for comedies. I don't want to go there because these guys got 87 followers. You know, I don't give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about fucking laughing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the fact that they have followers proves that that shit ain't shit.
So,
but like, D-Ray, I never was a fan of D-Ray's stand-up anyway to begin with. To me, he's never been funny with his stand-up comedy. Because I remember him from back in the day on shit like Comic View and like little skits here and there on HBO.
Dog told you with cornrows, right?
Yeah.
Light skin, brother.
I've seen Duval and all kinds.
He's been around for a minute.
Yeah, D-Ray and Duval.
Been around for a minute.
They've been around the same era. Carlos, out of the 85 South Boys, Carlos been doing it longer than the rest of them. But you didn't know who Carlos was.
That's not the black
with the
dude, right?
beard.
When it's Chico, it's a three pack. Is DC, that one of the three pack? DC Young Fly, Chico, and
Carlos
and
Miller.
That dude, all right.
Now, nobody knew who they were until fucking Wildin' Out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, you know, they got the Wildin' Out cred, and then they have their own show now, and then they do their own improv.
Just let it be known. I've now seen all these motherfuckers, and I still don't know who they are. Lil Duval is the only person I remember from that night.
Yeah.
Everybody else is a blur, the same shit, and T.I. up there fucking literally shitting on stage and dragging his ass around in it. Like, that's what T.I. looked
that's
like.
Yes,
he looked like
yes.
a dog that was dragging his ass on stage for 20 minutes, but he was not one just, like, scratching his ass. He literally was, like, slowly shitting out shit onto the stage.
He started making
like
me
slug.
Angry.
Yes.
Yeah, it was getting everybody was
making
getting
me angry.
Yes.
That's how much he sucked.
Yeah. People were really getting pissed off.
Dude, I was screaming stuff.
I was the dude behind you, the DC brother behind you.
I was screaming,
like, man,
go home.
Get his grandma off, slim,
I said,
like,
go home.
Motherfucker, man.
I screamed, go home a couple times. I said,
get off the stage, boo, bitch.
I think I might even have said, shut the fuck up at one
point. All of us did, man.
Like,
there was a lot of us in there getting pissed.
I was losing control of, like, my ability to be, like, calm and polite in public.
It was too much, man.
It was
bad. Like I said, it was too much.
Like,
he had about 8 jokes too many.
Well, it's funny.
I don't even know if you call them jokes. How would he call them jokes?
He had 8 stories.
8 conversations.
8 lines too many.
8 conversations that wouldn't have been funny even with a funny motherfucker on stage talking to him about the shit he was talking about.
Yeah, but 8 conversations was 3 of them about his fucking kid or whatever.
I'm trying to tell you, we couldn't have T.I. on this program right now talking about whatever he was talking about and make it funny. He would ruin this show. If he came on here, he was so not funny. He ruined anything. He would ruin, like, he's terrible.
I need to have, look,
he's astonishingly terrible. Look at, here's,
this.
He was so bad. You know how bad T.I. was? I don't want to see him do Rubber Band Man now. I don't want to go
see,
I don't want to listen to him. I don't want to hear any of that trap music anymore. Like, and I liked that shit.
I can't get no money. I can't get no more money myself.
Nah,
T.I.'s in, ran. He owes me some money.
T.I. owes everybody money.
Somebody owes me some money. That's how I feel from that concert.
Oh, yeah.
Because I ain't getting my goddamn money worth.
Not at all.
Maybe
not at all.
Mike Epps
I think
there.
Mike Epps might owe us some. Look, if Mike Epps came out for 45 minutes and ripped it up, it would have been a great experience. It would have been like, thank God they brought a professional. They brought 2 professionals, Lil Duval, and they brought Mike Epps. The only 2 motherfuckers I had any expectations out of, and Mike Epps didn't even show up. So fuck you, Mike Epps, and BMN Entertainment.
Yeah, because the next place they went to, I think, was Detroit. And I seen Mike Epps in the back. They had a picture of the, we in Detroit now. Mike Epps is there. I'm like, where the fuck was you at?
When, like, you 2 days earlier?
Like, yo.
No, it's a scam. Like, we should start a class action lawsuit against BMN Entertainment and sue them as a collective.
If you lost time during this show.
That's like I said to the dude behind us. Like, when T.I. finished up, I was like, we ain't never getting that time back, dog. We lost that time in our lives right now to T.I. Like, T.I. stole 20 minutes of my life,
like
making it terrible and making my shoulder hurt because I had to sit next to Mike's big ass. And I wasn't about to I wasn't about to snuggle up on him like would have been funny, but, like, I wasn't going to do it. Sarah was like, he comfy. He comfortable. Snuggle up. Like, I can't snuggle up on this motherfucker.
And then fucking, but here's the other thing. Like, that's the bad thing about the show. Was that you remember the best part of it was Lil Duval and the absolute worst
and the agony.
Was T.I.
I remember the agony of T.I.
It was
the delight of Lil Duval and the complete nonplussed, lackluster, bullshit, garbage, hot garbage, cold McDonald's performance out of everybody. You know what the best thing was? My chicken sandwich. My chicken sandwich was delicious, dog. The fries, the curly fries that were banging. And the little lady down there that was running a little shop, man, they might have took longer than she wanted them to, but she was doing good. She was like, y'all killing me. This old little old lady, she was like, you enjoying the show? I was like, I am having a nice time, thank you. Like, she was real nice and polite. The little girl that was running the thing, man. The little old lady that was running the thing with all the little girls that worked there. Like, everybody, that was the best experience of the night. Literally was the customer service at the overpriced chicken sandwich place. Like, I mean, the chicken sandwich was good. The bacon was crispy the way I like it. I didn't even have to ask. The fries were done right. I'm saying, the best thing I can review, other than Lil Duval, is literally the chicken motherfucking sandwich I had. had at the fucking Eagle Bank Arena. Fuck B&M Entertainment, motherfucking pieces of shit. Scam artists, motherfuckers. I'm gonna bash the shit out of y'all. Got my money, so guess what? You get to hear how bad you were. I'm gonna have to tag this motherfucker and fucking.
I plan on doing all that shit.
I'm gonna tag all these motherfuckers.
Like, as soon as it drops on Instagram, I'm fucking hitting everybody.
DC
on it.
Dog shit. Whoever the fuck else, all these crap ass artists. And I'm gonna say, look, let me slow it down. Don't forget, Lil Duval, you were good. Second best thing, very close second, was
the
chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Lil Duval was great.
Lil Duval actually had me crying because he brought my fucking shit back. Really, hold on. Chico Bean set it up when he came out after he knew T.I. bombed. He came out, took his hat off, and he said this right here, because I remember this part. He goes, man, fuck you to the bitch that told me my head looked like a kneecap with stretch marks. Yo,
that
shit.
He took his hat off, man. Yeah, he be losing. He had me losing when he took his hat off, man.
I was like, there you go. Got everybody laughing. Like, all right, you woke everybody up, and then Duval came out. And if Duval could have just shut it down and give him some more time, Duval would have killed it even more. Because, I mean, he was with it.
Oh, he's got material.
Duval knew how to hype everybody up.
Well, Duval's a real comedian.
Yeah, I'm calling them motherfuckers tomorrow.
And he works with the
Ticketmaster, man, because that's where I got my tickets from.
Okay.
Since you paid for tickets for Mike Epps. You paid for Mike Epps.
And that's what you need to tell $1,000, you know what I mean, for tickets to $1,200, whatever the fuck it was. I'm like, I paid $1,200, motherfucker, for Mike S, bitch, and that motherfucker won there. So, what happens now? This is a recorded line, right? So, what happens now, bitch?
Nah, yeah, because I would like a little money back if possible.
I need the money back, or I need something, motherfucker. I don't need tickets to the Cavs game. Goddamn money back,
bitch. We'll get tickets to the next comedy show that's going to be out there.
Yeah, BMN Entertainment.
He ain't going to go to.
BMN Entertainment's going to be out of business. It's a fucking scam. They're a scam company. I got a fucking tea.
Because remember when I showed up, I was like, who the fuck
are they? I was trying to find any information about them. They got the shitty little website. Their fucking Twitter handle is fucking bullshit.
That's what I thought. That's what I told Mason. I was like, yo, I think this might be T.I.'s people
it's
right
T.I. Productions and shit. That's why they let them talk fucking forever. Guess what?
Bad music now.
Y'all suck.
Bad music now, yeah. Entertainment. Yeah, it's hot garbage, man.
But
straight
Biggie,
up.
Biggie said, man, when I went outside, he was leaned up on a tree. I was like, you good? He's like, yeah, man. He goes, man, Mike. He goes, I ain't gonna lie to you. He goes, I've been more entertained out here than I was in there. He said, there's been a few fights. There's been a few arguments. I've seen some titties. I'm like, well, all right.
God damn, he should have called somebody. I would have left for that.
I mean, that was the thing, though, Mike. Like, we were talking, I made a joke with you, which is half serious, that we should start going to lots of really predominantly black events and lots of predominantly white events.
Yeah.
And then, like, write a book or do a stories or something.
Just
like
rate them all. Like, all right, this is what we experienced here.
Well, because I've noticed something. I've been to a lot of things where I'm, like, one of the few or only white person there in my life. It's not something I've just started doing.
Yeah.
But
you ain't just get on the bandwagon.
This ain't my first. This ain't my first mostly black.
This ain't my first black rodeo. Right. Or white rodeo. Right. I've been a couple.
I've been doing that. Yeah.
I've been doing this, Sway. You ain't got the answer, Sway.
Oh shit.
I've been doing this white black and red thing for a while, motherfucker.
Oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah. So some of my white people out there. So anyway, like something I have noticed from, and it's an interesting hustle, don't get me wrong, I might have to start taking this and doing it at white events.
Yeah.
But like, there is always something going on with a camera, and you could give a motherfucker money to go take a picture of yourself in front of something.
You get
a card or whatever. They email the shit to you. I don't know what they had there.
They were printing them out, I think, too.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. They had a green screen.
The green screen, all that shit. Because they do it at the clubs. Like, when you went to the clubs, it was something back in the day. They just had the backdrop.
I was at a place.
About that popping Bob's head, girl.
I was at a rap event 20 years ago in Maryland, and there was a bottle of Moët as tall as you are.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers paying somebody money to take a picture of the bottle of Moët standing next to it.
Yep.
And this dude was taking pictures all night.
Uh-huh.
So, I ain't never seen that at a white event. Where everybody's white. But I've seen it at more places, things than I can count. And I don't know, shut up about potato salad. We ain't going into that. Like, that's just some dumb shit.
No, but I'm just
ain't nobody seen raisins in potato salad. No, but
what I'm saying is, what are you going to take a picture at the white people event? Like,
No. You have to, like, it's like, here's the thing, because I was thinking about it, like in a NASCAR race, right?
You have some Budweiser?
If we had a green screen, we would have options. And the options would be virtually every different driver's something. You would have a pit area backdrop or something. We'd take a picture of you in front of as if you were there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or like here's like a stack of tires and the pit stall and there's the car or whatever. And here you are standing there with it all.
Yeah.
You know, without you actually being there, actually seeing it or touching it or whatever. And who do you like? Clickety click, clickety click. All right, there's their setup.
Yeah.
You know, so it would be, it's totally applicable in a lot of ways to a lot of things, but I've never seen it at a white event.
Nah, I can say never seen it. But I ain't been to any white events, so I can say the ones I've been to, though, they don't do that.
Yeah, you haven't seen that. I've never seen that at anything.
And here's the thing with that part is that with the black race, we are a
black race. How about the black subset of the human race?
Yeah, yeah. So look, check this out. We spend money for stupid shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Mike.
I'm telling you, it's true. It's a fact. It's a fact. You spend money on dumb shit.
And we'll be right back. Thank you very much.
You go to a fucking event to take a picture to say, hey, I was at this fucking event.
I was there. Or you got to get a t-shirt.
I was there. Or a t-shirt or some shit like that. Yeah.
Well, and like the cheapest, dumbest shit. Like they had, these people had like the Weedem ones.
Yeah, I've seen you go over there and take a look at shit. $30
hats.
Yeah.
Like mesh back $30 snapback hats. With like an airbrushed motherfucker bullshit on there talking about we them boys. Fuck you. Like, if it ain't $30.
But see,
I ain't gonna blank one of these for $30.
I haven't seen people do the whole picture thing like that with the green screen. I haven't seen that done in a long time. Like, we go to the cannabis festival, you got motherfuckers.
It ain't like that. That's white people, dog.
No, there's too many white people at the cannabis festival.
But there's too many white people.
No, I don't think it's that.
It ain't enough black people.
They want the ratchet people. The ratchet people want on the
phone. That's what that is. That's exactly what it is.
There's not enough ratchet motherfuckers at the
look, there was two ratchet motherfuckers that was down the bottom. I said, yo, Mace, there you go. There they are.
Bunch of ratchet motherfuckers out there, motherfucker.
The bitch that fell down the stairs. Matter of fact, the bitch that fell down the stairs.
Oh, man.
She was another highlight for me.
Yeah, I wish I'd have seen that.
Cause I felt it in my feet, yo.
I'd have laughed. I'd have stood up and been like, now that's the funniest shit I've seen all fucking night.
Because she was walking down y'all side.
Thanks for making me laugh.
And then she goes, and I felt that shit in my foot, and I looked over like, holy shit, the bitch just fell, yo.
You looked 12 seats to your left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was 10 or 12 seats between us and that row.
Yeah.
There were three seats between us and the row that we was closer to.
The vibration of her hitting the fucking steps. I'm like, damn. She hit the motherfucker.
She's a big girl.
You saw how thick the seats were, though, bro. I mean,
I felt it in my feet as
well.
Well,
the concrete can't be much more thicker. I mean, hell, that building's got to be what?
Oh, it's been there for 35
years old, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I felt bad for her because she had to walk up the other side where we was at. Like, you fell down this one just to
it was clear.
Just to walk all around in front of us while we laugh at your big ass.
Yeah, and that's exactly what the fuck we did.
Yeah, it was quite an event, but I was definitely very disappointed in the monetary expense.
Oh, it was even funnier.
The amount of comedy that was received.
When we went outside and fucking my brother-in-law, he was like, yeah, I bet you all these goddamn bitches out here that thought they was coming here looking cute, I bet you they feel like shit now when that wind hit them. Boy, that bitch was like, oh, shit, oh, goddamn.
Yeah. I was like,
you stupid bitch.
I was like, this is why I brought my jacket, and I threw my fucking black jacket on. It was fine.
But I'm like, yo, you dumbass. You should have known this shit. You gonna come out with your titties out, ass hanging out, and it's gonna be cold as soon as you walked out the door. That wouldn't hit your ass.
Here's the thing, though, man. I like women, right? And women can look good whether they're scantily clad or they have something that's warm on too. Like, you can look cute
with something
nice on that's gonna keep you warm. But like, it ain't got like that. When the wind blows, it's not gonna actually hit your coochie lips. Like, I seen the bitch walking with the skirt on that, like, I mean, if I'd watched her more, I'm sure I'd have seen booty hole.
You could have seen vaginal.
Booty hole, dog. Like, I mean, we're talking like that shit was riding on the butt. Like, riding on the butt. And I was like, I mean, she built kind of like I like. I could watch this bitch for a minute. Like, she good enough. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't mind watching this, but I'm cold. I'm going home. You know, I'm not trying to highlight this bitch with her four friends or some shit, like, you know, in the middle of the fucking, like,
I'm like, there's a motherfucker right here. I'm like, he'll find it.
Oh, yeah, I knew where I was going. I was walking around the people.
Yeah.
I went and got on the grass and walked through the grass and shit. And
yeah,
I went left.
I stayed away from all the motherfuckers, you know what I mean? I go to the most open spot.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Possible.
I was finding open space. And then, you know.
Oh, shout out to the dude that gave us a lighter. Me, my brother-in-law, Kim, we was all out there waiting on everybody to come out from using the bathroom. Uh-huh. We had Jax, right? We're like, oh, shit, my brother-in-law didn't have his lighter. Kid didn't have her lighter. So this brother comes out. He's like, yo, man, can I get a cigarette from you? Bro was like, yeah, here you go. I said, hold on, man. Do you have a lighter? He was like, yeah. He started doing the fucking DC Young Flash. He's like, oh, goddamn, I ain't got my lighter on me. So he gives my brother-in-law $1 for the cigarette. Disappears. We sitting there, we still chilling with the cigarette. This motherfucker came back with a fucking lighter, yo. He said, hey, y'all, I saw y'all still standing here. I was like, y'all looked out for me. Here you go. Nigga, what, yo? My man, good look, Brazer, man. I ain't gonna leave y'all hanging, man. Y'all looked out for me. I'm looking out for y'all, man. I see y'all still here with no fucking lighter, man. I got y'all. Here you go. And so my brother was like, well, here, man, take your dollar back. He was like, nah, Slim, you got that, man. You got that Slim? I'm like, I hear DC cat.
Everybody on that Slim shit.
Yeah, well, see, that's a DC thing. That's how I knew. Like, when the dude that was behind us on the other end, he said, what did he say? When he said Baltimore. I was like, oh, he from up there. That's where he from. And then when the other dude said Slim,
like when they
said
two.
Yeah, you know where they from by the language they using. You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, I got
it. Really, it's usually just a couple of words.
And that's all it is. You're like, I pinpointed where you from. You know, it's like when fucking, I met this cat from New Orleans. He was like, man, you getting urines? And I was like, I know where you from. You from New Orleans. How you know? You say urines, and we say y'all. You know, up north they go, you all.
Yens, too.
That's Pittsburgh.
Yep.
But it was cool, man. Like, after everything was, but getting out the parking lot, that was another fucking cluster fucking shit.
Dude.
We got out there pretty easy because I was D-boning niggas. Because I was like, man, you ain't D-boning. I've seen motherfuckers just D-boning people. I'm like,
well, did you let one motherfucker in and that motherfucker let every motherfucker in front of us that he could have let in front of him.
Like,
he let them all in.
The last fucking merge. Dude,
we went and hopped on the Patriot Circle and whipped it out to the other side of town.
We was on the back end. I ended up taking just the Braddock all the way to 28 because I had to take Kid and them back to their place. But
You know, and then you went south on 28.
Yeah, I was good. Once I got to the Braddock, man, shit, it was straight.
Braddock was probably pretty open.
Yeah, but fucking getting out of that fucking park, I'm looking at motherfuckers and I'm like, where y'all going? If we all work together, this would work out perfectly.
Come on now.
But you know, motherfuckers couldn't do that shit, man. Yeah, motherfuckers, this one dude.
I mean, we couldn't even get a good deal on a comedy show.
Leaving there did suck.
It wasn't even bad, man.
It wasn't too bad.
It took 20 minutes, man.
Luckily, everybody left when DC Young Fly left.
Yeah.
So that probably
helped. If that were the case, holy fuck. That would have been ridiculous.
I don't know, man. I'm still shocked at how, like, it's funny. I didn't even pay attention to DC Young Fly, and I have a bad opinion of him because I was standing there eating my sandwich, and there weren't many laughs.
It started off good, and then it went flat.
Like, I heard one laugh section. Like, I heard, like, there was a decent little chuckle, you know, and I was like, oh, look at they laughing.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had some more of my sandwich.
And then it just died.
And then I finished my sandwich, and I was eating the rest of my fries, and I was like, and I ain't heard no more laughing. And then I heard some laughing, but that was it. And you know what I thought? I said, you know what? Black people and white people do sound the same when they be laughing.
Yeah.
Yep. If you just hear people laughing, there ain't no race to that.
Nah.
It's more humans doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Humans laughing, they do sound like humans laughing. I'll bet even in foreign languages, people laugh the same.
Oh, fuck yeah. Ain't no subtitles for laughter at all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a subtitle for laughter.
And there was not enough. There was not enough laughter in that motherfucking building.
Nah.
There was too many boos, and they all went at TI. Nobody else got booed.
That's the other thing. Like, yo.
Not anybody, because everybody else was decent.
Everybody else made people laugh to a degree.
Everybody else at least had the intent. They felt like they were really intending to make you laugh, even if they were just stealing each other's jokes and telling the same jokes over and over.
Like the motherfucker when he stood up with that towel in his ass crack, shaking like, bitch. He was like, man, where that slob gonna go? Now my ass are all greasy and I'm walking this way. And the towel in my ass.
Yeah, it was a lot of immature ass fucking stupid ass jokes.
It was Chico when he was like, man, I gotta ask y'all a question, man. Like, why white girls, when they fucking talk shit with their mom, like, yeah, but then you got the black girl. And I'm like, yo, I can relate to that because I've been to both sides of that shit. I know what he's talking about. There's some fact to that, what he's talking about.
I think there's clearly a dropping of inhibition with white girls when they're having sex. They let it all out. Like, if you get one to where, it's kind of like if you've seen me naked or you've had sex with me, like, I walk around a bitch naked after that, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, white girl, once you've done been inside her, she's just, once you're having sex with her with any kind of regularity, she's going to have that, like, wild, there's no, if she's at all comfortable with herself, she's going to let it go. And a lot of them, the only time they are comfortable with themselves is when they're having sex. Yeah. So, like, they let themselves go to most when they're having sex, and then they're the most pent up when they're not. I think there's, like, a level of, like, that's, I think what interests me in the ratchet right now is that, like, you know, that ratchet shit is honest. And everything else is pent up.
This fucker here.
Let's shut the window. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jubu just showed up for the man's birthday. He gonna giggity 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 goo later on.
Yeah, that's what's up. But ladies and gentlemen, with that said, I think we're gonna have to bring this episode of the Mason and French Show to a close.
Oh yeah, we the ones. Look, I want to know. Matter of fact, when we drop this joint,
hey, you ain't the Instagram, ones.
I want to see what y'all thoughts are in y'all city. I'm gonna put it out there. I want to know what the fuck y'all think.
Well, hey, man, push hard, man.
I am. Put on
TikTok. It's
going
to be hard to find anybody that's got anything to say that's good about that shit as far as I can tell.
I've already seen some shit that Lil Duval done posted talking about fucking, some bitch was talking about T.I. shit. Was like, oh, he's funny. Y'all got to give him a chance. Bitch, no. You was probably the one that was saying, yeah.
That ain't
you
true.
You was probably the only bitch that was in the corner going, yeah. Yeah,
that's not true. T.I. ain't funny.
Not at all.
T.I., you're not funny. You're not fucking funny.
Not at all.
You're not articulate. You're not well spoken.
Go back to doing trap music and raising your kids.
Like, I mean, if you're going to do it, at least, like, the first thing you need to work on is being heard. Like, talk into the microphone. Articulate. Enunciate. Like,
fuck that. You need to find your funny.
Well, he needs to go do open mics.
That's
and
what
shit.
I'm saying. He needs
like
to do
anybody
circuits.
Else. He needs to
get booed out of Applebee's
realize
he sucks.
He needs to go to Austin, Texas for, like, 6 weeks and fucking... Like, get booed everywhere he goes for 6 fucking weeks.
Because if this was Apollo, oh, man, Sandman would have tapped the fuck off of him on the stage.
Yeah, so big up to Lil Duval. Fuck the rest of y'all. And thanks for the chicken sandwich, Eagle Bank Arena. Yeah, and I don't know. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, look.
Be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Uh-huh, little bit by little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the shit you're trying to get done because that is how things get done. And don't forget,
we
love you.
You.
We love you very much. We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Go. Peace.